Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On December 18, 1919, the oil tanker J.A. Chandler lost its way in the fog along the southern Oregon coast, striking a reef close to the shoreline north of Cape Blanco. Heavy seas split into the fully loaded vessel, spilling its cargo into the ocean and drowning 36 crew members. Chauncey Woodruff, who lived nearby, had a sturdy ocean-going rowboat and decided the next day to visit the wreck, camping overnight on the beach with his family. In the morning, he rowed out to the crippled ship and proceeded to salvage ropes, lanterns, and any other useful items by tossing them overboard. The Woodruffs especially treasured a portable foghorn. It was a hand crank model in a rectangular wooden box with built-in leather bellows. For years, they used it on their ranch to call in field workers for dinner or as a signal for help. 68 years later, Woodruff's daughter Ruth donated the oil tanker's foghorn to the Curry Historical Society Museum in Gold Beach, where it remains on permanent display. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.